We need to start looking at each other and other people the way they see us, with our hearts. Because the animals only work through the heart. They don't use their head. And that is the wonderful thing that animals have to teach us. Think about things from the heart.
Hello, compassionate viewers, and welcome to today's Animal World, our co-inhabitant show, featuring gifted Australian telepathic animal communicator and founder of Animal Talk, Tricia McKay. Internationally acclaimed in her field, Miss McKay consults with hundreds of animals each year and teaches courses in telepathic animal communication. She has appeared on the Australian television programs A Current Affair and Sunrise, and is the author of Stories from the Animal Whisperer. Her journey toward understanding animals began with her cat companion, Bo.
Well, it started a few years ago when I had a cat named Bo. I guess everybody says they have special animals, but certainly he was very special. And when we shared our lives together, he became very, very close to me. Now, one day, unfortunately, he collapsed and we had to take him to the vet. And that I remember, you know, holding his paw and being next to his face and saying, come on, you can fight it. Don't leave me. You can do this. And it was right then that out of the blue, it was just so clear. You have to let me go. You have to set me free. And so it was like a voice that nobody else could hear. And it was up here. And it was just amazing. And I remember looking around thinking, where did that come from?
Tricia McKay eventually came to see that she could communicate telepathically with animals. And this discovery profoundly affected her life.
I realised that my life was going to change forever, that I no longer would be a dental hygienist, that I needed to pursue this language with the animals and all of the things that it brought with it.
How do you personally communicate with animals? Do you hear them or feel what they feel, for example?
So many things. When you are connected and you commune with animals and nature, but especially with animals, in this type of silent language that they speak, it's very intuitive. It's telepathic, which is a mind-to-mind conversation where you send and receive messages, but it's also very intuitive. We were all born with this. So when you see the children, very young children, sit down with animals, how they get on so well, and there seems to be a relationship going on. Well, that in fact is true. They're actually conversing with each other in this telepathic way. Animals also talk to each other in this way. And so this human and animal conversation is actually quite ancient. It's nothing new. You can actually connect with them so well that you can actually feel what's happening emotionally and physically on every level of that animal. They also send me pictures, so I get it visually in my mind where I see what they're trying to tell me. It almost runs like a video. And you also, as I explained, hear this voice, which is actually in your mind, of them actually speaking to you. The intuitive side is also like a pure knowing. It's like you connect so well with that other being that there is no barrier. You are now as one, whatever they feel or sense, and it works two ways. They also feel from you. So there is, in effect, so many different ways that you get this communication.
Does the nature of her inner communications vary from species to species? Ms. McKay next shares her fascinating answer to this question.
You can converse with all species, including insects, so it goes through the full range of any species because this is a universal language. It doesn't matter what species. So I'm constantly asked, do they have different conversations? Well, they do, because you have to imagine that a lion would have a very different conversation than your dog. Domestic animals live an entirely different existence with us than what they would in the wild. So their conversation is going to be a little bit more in line with our type of life that we lead. But if you take a giraffe that's out in the wild that hardly has any contact with, you know, humans, for instance, they're going to lead a different type of existence. They are totally into the earth and they're very, very natural. So their conversation is not going to be about, you know, people coming over or moving house or things like that that perhaps domestic animals might discuss. They talk more about the planet and the conservation and what we're doing to the planet and how we're hurting ourselves. But the domestic animals talk more about the food they want, their environment, because they're completely dependent.
When we return, Tricia McKay will convey a critical message to humanity from the animals in the wild. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Now, with extinction, if you have a table and you remove one of the legs, what happens? It's going to fall over. Well, that's what's happening as we're taking out certain species. We're removing species from the planet. The animals have explained to me that it's like taking keys out, vital keys, and will eventually affect us.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants, as we continue our interview with Tricia McKay, an amazing telepathic animal communicator from Australia. Ms. McKay teaches courses on speaking heart-to-heart with animals, appears on television, and has written her first book, Stories from the Animal Whisperer. Recently, she connected telepathically with whales and says that these great mammals have an extremely important message for the world.
We have whales beaching and nobody seems to know why. You know, there's obviously scientists looking into it and they're saying it's from sonar, you know, from the boats and, you know, it's various things. When I've connected with the whales and asked them why they're beaching, and they're trying to show us what we're doing to our planet. So what we're doing to them is in effect what we're doing to us. In our destroying their environment, we're also destroying ours. They've even gone as far as to say, we were beaching and they were looking, but they still don't seem to have the answers yet. So now we're going to take sharks and dolphins with us. And that has actually been the case in parts of the world. And I said, why would you do that? They said, because they're not animals that normally beach. So they will have to look deeper and deeper as to why this is going on, and they will get the message. So, in effect, a lot of the wild animals are really trying to show us what, you know, we are doing to this planet and to ourselves. Because, you know, if we don't have a healthy planet, there's nowhere for us to live either, not just the animals. And we all live on this planet together, and we need to learn to live in much more harmony and balance. We've lost our own balance. So that's what the animals are showing us.
Tricia McKay next explains why our animal companions have such a clear understanding of the harm we're doing to our planet.
The animals are particularly sensitive to the pollutants and things that we do, to toxic environments, not just chemical either, I'm talking emotional as well. They seem to be a lot more sensitive. In other words, or we can take a lot more than they can. They are deeply affected, and I believe that this is to show us in a much more magnified view of what the pollutants and the toxic effects of what we do in our lives are affecting us.
Ms. McKay believes that the year 2012 will have tremendous significance and will be a major turning point for Earth, humanity, and all other beings.
As many people out there may be aware or unaware, that there will be a big change in 2012, that this planet as we know it is moving into a different stage of more simplistic attitudes like the animals.
Has the animals communicated to you what's going to happen and what we should prepare for?
Most definitely. Many animals are leaving at this time in preparation. But they've also told me it doesn't just happen on one day. Everybody's waiting for the 21st of December 2012. We are already in the motion. You'll find that the children being born now and in the last few years are much more knowledgeable, much more spiritual, deeply into the earth and the basic and more ancient type of knowledge and heading into those more creative areas. That's because we are already in motion. 2012 more signifies, the animals have said to me, more the changing of this and the acceptance of a lot more of the beautiful energies back into us. So we will be having a very big change. They've also said that those who do not wish to take on this change will obviously leave this planet at that time.
Animals have deep inner wisdom and thus are greatly in tune with the universe.
The animals are very knowledgeable, you know, even in the tsunamis, even in many things that happen on this earth, the animals have known well ahead of time what is going to happen, and that's why in the tsunamis of 2004, no wild animals perished, because they knew hours before. There was elephants reported heading up the mountain trying to put humans on their backs because they knew what was coming. They can feel the rhythm of the earth. They know that this change is actually occurring and moving into the 2012. We should all be very excited, because it's going to be a much better earth, a much better place to live. And remember to be watching the animals, because they will be showing you the signs that you need to see and the changes that will be occurring at the time.
Many thanks to Tricia McKay for her intriguing insights into the intelligence and spirituality of our animal co-inhabitants. Please join us tomorrow for part two of our program, where she will discuss such interesting topics as what cats can teach us about meditation, how dogs can help us feel more optimistic, and the life of a pig who loves TV. For more details on Tricia McKay, please visit www.animaltalk.com.au. The Stories from the Animal Whisperer is available at www.alanandunwin.com. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening entertainment is up next after noteworthy news. May you make a new animal friend today.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.